are the weird or stinky smells that you secretly love? There's no judgment here. I mean, if somebody says to you, oh, I love the smell of freshly laid tar, you're like, okay.
All right, maybe, sure. Right.
Or I love the smell of gasoline. Maybe inside you're thinking, are you huffing?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You have a problem.
It's kind of odd, but.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
I like the gasoline one, but I know it's kind of odd.
It's kind of odd, stinky. In general, it smells weird and bad. Yeah, so we want to hear from you. At the top, by the way, I'll hear from you the weird or smelly smells that you secretly enjoy. When this new survey, people were answering the survey question, gasoline, Sharpies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The smell of some Sharpies.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
You can tell people like smelling Sharpies because they'll have it on their nose sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
They just snorted a line of Coke, but they actually just, they just put the Sharpie up to their nose to smell it.
It's probably not a good. Come out.
It's probably not healthy, though.
No, I mean, it's not. And that's why I think a lot of people will not admit that they like to smell those sorts of things because it could, the fumes could hurt your brain, you know? Also, whiteboard markers, those always smell really good when they're fresh. New tires.
Oh, and the new tire smell.
It's that rubber. Like if you ever go into a tire shop, you smell it and you're like, this is mildly intoxicating.
I learned to hate that smell, but yeah.
Oh yeah.
You learned after changing tires back in the day.
True.
I hate that smell, but it's, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chlorine is one that people love.
That's a good one.
To smell. Mm-mm. Pencil dust.
Oh yeah, pencil dust. That's a good one. I like that.
I don't really, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, could I put this on my food? Like, okay, it smells like a seasoning.
And
almost.
Katie, I know you said maybe people do this, but we were at lunch yesterday and Squid ordered a chocolate milk because he's four years old.
Mm-hmm, he did. Chocolate milk.
And, you know, whatever. And then he picked up salt to put on his eggs or whatever, and he starts putting it in his chocolate milk. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes.
He said, no, it makes it better. And I'm like, all right.
Uh-huh. And I said, I have seen it. And then people, I've also seen.
Never seen that one.
In the chocolate milk.
No.
But people put salt on their chocolates. You know,
I've never seen that.
Salty, yeah,
salted like caramel,
salted caramel.
Yeah, okay.
If you have a piece of candy and then there's salt on top.
Yeah.
And then I was saying that my grandparents used to put salt and pepper on like their fruit.
My dad did with a watermelon.
Cantaloupe. Yeah.
And I thought it was weird then.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Other scents that people secretly, they're weird or they're stinky that people love, Zippo lighter fluid.
Oh.
And then also paint thinner.
Now you're getting into
huffing. Now you're definitely huffing.
You secretly like it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, what is the weird smell you like?
Hey, so I know this is probably going to sound weird, but I love the smell of fresh sneakers. Like when you open the box.
Oh,
I know it's probably weird, but I sniff the shoe. I really like it.
That is not weird at
all. I can see that.
Yeah, do you actually like pick it up and sniff it?
Yeah, before I put them on, I put them up to my nose and I just sniff them. I love the smell of fresh sneakers.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I do that part, but I do like the smell
of
new shoes. All right, Josh, great call. Thank you. Let's go to Mimi, not Katie's Mimi.
My mom.
That's not your mom.
She's not up this early.
I don't think.
I mean, maybe. I don't think.
What is the odd smell that you really enjoy?
I love the smell of cement glue.
Oh, like rubber cement.
Oh, rubber cement?
Yeah.
You used to roll them up like boogers?
Yep. Paint your hands or paint your desk.
Exactly. Put it on I used to put it on the back of my hand and just smell it.
Yep.
You have a cement glue voice. A little bit. Like, I'm not really surprised. It's a compliment, as Jason would say. Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, what's up, man? First of all, if you're newer to the show, he's a big fan of the show, but he's had some issues with Matt. Being rude to him on the phone, but it's been better recently. Has he slipped at all? Because he was on vacation, just came back. Go ahead, Jose.
No, he's been doing good lately. He must be getting more sexy time in. So congratulations to that, Matt.
It's just like, whatever.
Whatever, I'm not.
All right, what is the weird smell you like?
I like to smell a dog's paw.
Oh.
I don't know.
That was mine.
It smells so good.
It smells like Fritos.
That's what people say.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, I love that scent, but when you do it, because you have to put your nose deep in.
Yeah.
There's probably feces and stuff on the paw.
Whatever.
I'm sure.
The smell is worth it.
There's feces on your by the way, not to ruin it, your feces are on your phone too.
Oh,
every study shows your phone has more fecal matter and bacteria than anything else.
Yeah.
I say more than toilets.
I believe that. I'm not saying that doesn't, but I mean, your dog is legit walking all over and you're coming right in from it.
I know, but they try really hard not to step in it. they try. They do.
Some of them eat their own poop.
Some do. Yeah. And rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's or go is to... that just mine? No?
She just, oh,
no?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't have the rocks part, yeah, but I know crazy. The poop part. I've seen that.
Yeah. The rocks.
Yeah, let's go. To... your dog now?
Every once in a while. Okay, yeah, you know, I don't get it,
a little
but
bit
okay.
cheaper to feed, you know? Go eat some rocks in the yard. All right, let's go to Mindy. Mindy, what is the weird or stinky smell you actually enjoy?
Stink bugs. They smell like cucumbers to me.
Ew.
Oh, I hate stink bugs. No. Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I've never smelt one.
Really? Yeah,
when everybody else is freaking out because there's a stink bug in the room, I'm the one that has to get it. But it's the opposite when there's a spider in the room. So
okay. I got you. Mm.
Does a stink bug only smell when you smash it?
Or it feels threatened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've never smelt it, and I think it's stink bugs are more in the South.
Yes.
Just play with one next time you see one.
Yeah, smash one. You'll definitely smell it. All right, I think we're losing you.
It's
but
interesting
thank you.
She says cucumbers because I always
smell like cucumbers.
Yeah, they smell like cilantro to me.
Oh no!
Oh,
way.
Yeah, that's no. maybe a little more like cilantro.
Mm-hmm. No,
what? It does. I know. So when she said cucumber, I was like, "That's a very sweet smell to me." Stink
almost
bugs,
like a
not
non-smell amongst mm-hmm. the cucumbers. All right, let's go to Alicia. Alicia, what is the stinky smell you actually enjoy?
So I don't really know if it's weird now listening to the other callers, but when you're when you're in a historic neighborhood or like a historical area and there's these certain bushes that give off this weird smell, like you just know you're in a historic area, and I don't know what bushes they are, but I always smell them, and I secretly, like, I hate them, and when I smell it, I'm like, ugh, but
it's not
at the
like,
same time, I'm like,
is it a Bradford pear? Are those because people hate the
no,
smell
not
of those.
The fish. No, I okay. have those in my front yard. No,
azaleas.
No,
I'm thinking of mothballs.
I don't know what they are, but
yeah,
I think she's like, ooh, it's gross.
It's a bush, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I find them a lot in like historical neighborhoods or just historical areas, and they give off a smell. The like whole outside smells like it.
Do they have the bright pink or bright white? I mean, just like very vibrant colored flowers?
No, I think it's just a plain, just okay. green bush.
Interesting.
Old stinky bush.
Now I'm wondering, am I the only one that smells it?
I think that's what they call Cher.
Yeah.
But she ultimately, she likes it, though.
Yeah, she's like, I can't stand it, but she's doing it.
Okay, I get it.
I probably do need new friends, but my friend Mike Lineberry says, I can't call in. I like smelling cow poop. And he's being dead serious.
Manure.
He grew up next to a dairy farm. Yep. He used to wake up in the spring, summer, go outside smelling cow poop everywhere. And he's like, oh, it's going to be a good day.
It's probably like a good memory, you know?
Yeah,
just
association
triggers.
To the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so. I can't stand that you go through a town. You're like, ah.